of the Navy Cross. And I thought this would be... It's entitled Dive Dive. I served on the Holland over a century ago. I still serve to this day on the Trident, Los Angeles, and Seawolf class boats, and look forward to shipping on the Virginia, Texas, and Hawaii, places like Fremantle, Roba, La Madrid, Jinhao, Palatia, Sasebo, and Subic stir my souls, for I am a submariner. I rest in peace beneath many seas across this earth. I was on the Barbel off Patwan, and the Scorpion off the Azores, and the Bonefish in the Sea of Japan. We gave them hell at harbors in Weewalk and Nanakan. I'm a shellback, a blue nose, a plank odor, MCPO of the Navy, CNO, and a president, for I'm a submariner. I heard Howard Gilmore's final order, take her down. I heard the word passed underway on nuclear power. Have done every job asked of me, from mess cook to torpedoman, in the motor mag to the COB to skipper. I know Snorkel Patty and Admiral Rickover, for I'm a submariner. I have two dolphins tattooed on my chest and twin screws tacked on my ass. I know the difference between a lady and a hooker, but treat them both with equal respects. I know Georgia Street, the Magasay Drive, and I'll load the horse, and crowd keeps moving, I'll always find her. I know the meaning of hot, straight, and normal, for I'm a submariner. I've stood tall and received the Medal of Honor and been thrown at the brig for being drunk and disorderly. I know the Reverend Toad of diesel boats forever, and the gudgeons I know, find them, chase them, sink them. I was on the Spearfish, evacuating nurses from Corregidor, and the Skate when she surfaced at the North Pole. I have spent time in the Royal Hawaiian, for I'm a submariner. I've gone by names of like Spitz, Cromwell, O'Kane, Rampage, Brinard, Mush, and Lockwood. I have served on boats like the Nautilus, Thresher, Pachi, Squalus, Wahoo, and Halibut. On December 7th, I was aboard the Tautog at Pearl Harbor. I was also on the Tusk in 1949 and surfaced myself by my ship for my shipmates on the Cochina because I'm a submariner. I've stood watches in the cold of Holly Lock and the heat of the South Pacific. I know what the 41 for Freedom accomplished. I was on the sea line at Cavite in 41 and the Archerfish in Tokyo Bay in 45. I have endured jet charges in POW camps. I was on the Sea Fox when we lost five sailors to a Japanese ambush in Guam, for I'm a submariner. I've tipped beers and overseas stories with my shipmates at yearly conventions. We toll the bell and shed a tear for our buddies who are on patrol. Many pilots have been glad to see me, including a future president. I've completed numerous highly classified missions during the Cold War. Because of the freedom is not free, be assured that I am out there at this very moment because I'm a submariner. So this is, I thought, would be interesting for all you to realize, and it brings back a lot of memories to me because a lot of the sayings in here are so true, and it was something I thought you guys would enjoy. So you may want to put it in the...
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack. Who was it wrote that?
Hmm?
Who was it wrote that?
Well, I got this from Charlie Rush, Captain Charlie Rush, and it's from Hugh Blackwell, and that's all I know. I don't know who it is. Oh, I got to say this. I'll tell you, I'm getting interesting emails. In my other organizations, the sub-vets of World War, we never got the information what we're getting on the this organization now, because there isn't a week goes by that I don't get from national commanders and our commanders information, which is it's really interesting. For example, I got the one the other day. Was it the Halibut that had the, they found the 21-inch gap in their pressure hull?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's interesting, because just think that she's going out to sea.
Yeah.
Toledo.
I can't remember during the war where we had problems, because every time you come back from patrol, you'd have to go in for overhaul for 2 weeks to get things going, it's still something, because I don't know, I think I told you, but if I'm repeating myself, you have to listen to it again. The assignment that I had when I got my commission has stood so finely in my mind because I was going to, was assigned to the USS Escalade because the skipper had looked me up when I was in training school at New London, and he got the Escalade, new command, because I had sailed with him before, and I thought, gee, this is quite something. I sailed with him before for four patrols, and I was his yeoman. And he looked me up, and he says, I want you to be part of my crew. And he says, I've got so many of the guys that you know, and I wanted to get you transferred out of school here to come aboard, but they wouldn't do that. So when you get to Pearl, I'll leave orders for you. So I got delayed getting to Pearl, thank God. And when I got to Pearl and asked for the orders, he said, she's overdue, and otherwise, he said, you would have been on her. So those of us that survived during the war, and even the Cold War, too, we're the lucky ones. The heroes, the guys that are on the bottom.
Okay. Jack?
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack.
I'd like to shake your hand.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Because men like you were not speaking a foreign language.
That's right. I told that to my Rotary Club yesterday. I said, they asked me about something, and I said, I'll give you a little bit of history, 1941. So they asked me a question in 41. I says, listen, a lot of you guys weren't here, and if you were, I was out there protecting your ass to save your life so we can have you speak German or Japanese.
That's right. All right, thank you.
Good.